News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Recent survey from the European Movement Ireland shows that the Irish public still very heavily supports EU membership, but around 30% don't think their voice is adequately represented at a European level. And Fine Gael TD for Dún Laoghaire, Barry Ward, believes that an EU education campaign is the way to combat this. Barry, what is it that you would have the EU do?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. Firstly, I'm not surprised by these figures. I think they're, European policy at kind of very high level has been a slight variance with Irish public policy, particularly in relation to things like Gaza recently, which is regrettable. But I don't think we should lose sight of what Europe offers us and all the benefits that we have of being members of the European Union. Thankfully, the same survey you've mentioned there records very high approval for membership of the European Union. We're still one of the highest in the European Union. But I think sometimes it's easy to lose sight of all the benefits. And we saw that in recent years with things like COVID, going further back with Brexit. We've had enormous benefits. And if you look at our economic growth, so much of it is tied to the opportunities that come with being members of the European Union. And I feel we don't put that out there enough and we don't explain to people enough what the benefits are.
And presumably that is going to come more and more into sharp focus because we have transitioned from being one of the most significant net recipients of EU money into one of the most per capita significant net contributors to the European Union.
That's right. And that is a function of the success we've had within the European Union. But if you look back to the 80s and 90s, the structural funds, the investment in infrastructure that occurred here in Ireland was enormous. We have certainly infrastructure deficits, no doubt about that. But our road network, for example, was largely paid for through EU structural funds. But you're right, we've now got to a stage where as the fastest growing economy in Europe, as a country that is, relatively speaking, very wealthy, we are now a net contributor. And I mean, that's a good thing because it reflects well on our economic position. It also means we're contributing to other countries in Europe who are where we were just a generation ago. So I don't think that's a bad thing, but I do think we need to explain to people across the country in clear terms why that's happening. And still, notwithstanding the fact that we might be net contributors to the European Union, what the enormous benefits with being part of that trading bloc are.
Where does the failing lie? Is it with the members of the European Parliament? Is it the members of the European Council? Because I would bet that if you actually ask the average Irish person to list people in the American administration and to list people in the European administration of government, they'd name more in the States than they would in their own bloc.
Yeah, I don't think I'd particularly point to any group as having failed in that regard. But the reality is that European bureaucracy is not to the forefront of the media here the way, let's say, our own national bureaucracy is. So people will be more familiar with the names of our ministers than they would be, let's say, with commissioners. That is an issue. I don't think that's the primary issue, though. I think really what we should be talking about is just...
Is it not?
No, I don't think so.
Because how often do you see member state commissioners from other member states appear on media in across the rest of the union? How often do you see members of the European Parliament engaging in public debate in member states? How often do you see any kind of communications engagement that would be the norm for domestic governments?
Well, not enough, but it's not a domestic government either. So if you look at the College of Commissioners, for example, the people who run the commission at European level, they are from all the different member states. So they represent all of that. There's a language difficulty. There's a familiarity difficulty. There is the fact that those names would not be as familiar maybe to members of the media here as they would be to our own members of government, for example. But I suppose the point I'm making is you don't have to know the name of every commissioner or you don't even have to know the name of all the MEPs to understand what Europe does and to understand what the benefits are. And that's really what I'm talking about is that we don't share with people enough how much opportunity comes our way because of our membership of the European Union, whether that is trade, the opportunity to travel, the rights infrastructure that comes with that. And so much of the positive, progressive legislation that's been passed in Ireland, whether that is rights for employees, whether it's ordinary human rights, gender equality, all of these things have come down through the European Union. So, for example, we have one of the best health and safety records of all the European Union states. That is legislation that came down through the European Union. But the other problem is we too often think of Brussels or Luxembourg or Europe as being other, something else. We are that thing. And so when decisions are made at the commission table, we have a commissioner sitting around that table. When decisions are made at the council, we have a minister at that
meeting. But I would suggest that to some extent, Barry, your governmental colleagues in several different governments may be to blame for some of that problem because things like the Working Time Directive, things like the Equal Pay Directive, things like the removal of the marriage ban were transpositions of EU legislation for which we took domestic credit. And any time there is anything we don't like doing, we blame Brussels.
Absolutely 100%. And if you see what happened in Britain, for example, in the run-up to Brexit, whenever there was a politically impalatable decision that had to be communicated, it was Brussels' fault. It was over there. They're the ones who are making us do it. And I think we as politicians have to take responsibility for owning those decisions. And in fact, we are better in Ireland than most European Union states simply because of our constitutional framework. Every step of the way, we have had to not just explain and sell the European idea or whatever treaty it is we're signing up to, but get buy-in from the population here in Ireland. In fact, we have that. So we do actually have better understanding than many, many member states.
Lastly, is there a challenge in achieving what you want, where you describe the kind of communications campaign to show the benefits of membership, because there is such a disparity in those benefits depending on which EU member state you're in, and there's such a disparity about what are the shared values that we theoretically all have?
I don't actually think there is that great a disparity in either of those things. Yes, if you're a net benefactor, if you're maybe a small state, a new member, a state that is much more economically underdeveloped than we are, you get more. But that's just like our system is here. It's about progressive taxation. But in terms of the disparity in our values, there is no disparity. We've signed up to the European Union because we believe in important things.
You don't think there's a big gap, for instance, around things like rights for LGBTQ communities across different member states?
No, I'm not saying everybody agrees on every single thing, but the basic rights, the human rights that come with being a member of the European Union, the fundamental rights that come with that, we are all signed up to that. We're all agreed on it. You're absolutely right. There are certain states, and we've seen that particularly in relation to Hungary recently. Hopefully that's going to change. It's still the right of individual states to balk at something. But in terms of those shared values, generally speaking, we agree, and that's why we're part of the European Union.
Barry, thank you very much. Barry Ward, Fine Gael TD for Dún Laoghaire After.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.